When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here we go. Our dueling super six-packs for an NFL Sunday. Now, again, in case you're not familiar, we created this. It's a revolutionary, first of its kind, unique. Nobody has ever done it before. Nobody will ever do it again, probably for good reason. Segment that basically we're making fun of Linnell. Or at least that was the original purpose. But we're ranking six teams in the NFL, 1 through 6, not 6 through 1, and with no committee and 6 games against the NFL spread, including each and every Commanders game, whether we like the number or whether we don't like the number. So let's get to it, boys and girls. On the year, entering week 16 of the NFL season, I am 37-40-2. Not good enough, but not horrible. For somebody that doesn't believe in the odds making and the handicapping and all that stuff that some of you wrongfully believe in, I'm just a dude picking games and trying to use common sense, which is not always easy. Game number one. After a 2-4 week last week, by the way, we hit the Commanders New Orleans game. We had New Orleans plus the 8 for one of our only 2 wins of the year, of the week. Off of a 2-4 week, the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow afternoon at Arrowhead host the Houston Texans. Houston's been one of the hardest teams to figure out. They're not disappointing, but they're not exactly exciting. There's some pressure on Bobby Slowick Jr. You know, C.J. Stroud has taken a step back. A lot of injuries, what have you. Now you go to Kansas City to take on that defense, the weather. Don't know exactly what the weather is going to be tomorrow, but you know it's going to be cold. The forecast for tomorrow is just right around freezing and clear, it says. So not too bad. Could be a lot worse. So naturally, you'd give the Texans a chance here, right? But Patrick Mahomes on a high ankle sprain is playing. He was removed from the injury report. He is playing. Now, whether it gets aggravated or not, don't know. It might be Carson Wentz time. The Kansas City Chiefs are getting back Hollywood Brown. They got back Isaiah Pacheco a couple of weeks ago. They are getting healthier as the season gets later. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs -3.5 at home against the somewhat inconsistent and maybe disappointing, based on preseason expectations, Houston Texans for game one. Chiefs, -3.5. Game two will stay on Saturday. This one is dicey in my eyes because I have no idea what to expect in this game, other than usually because it's a divisional rivalry and because these two teams really don't like each other, and usually they're physical, tough, and nasty. And certainly there are elements of it. The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, we know the Steelers won a tight one in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago. The Baltimore Ravens are at home. They come off of the impressive dismantling of the Giants on the road last week. But before that, they had lost 2 in a row. T.J. Watt is in question, although I think most people expect him to play. George Pickens has already been ruled out for Pittsburgh. That's really going to hurt them. That's really going to hurt their offensive ability. But they have some others. Freiermuth, obviously. Who am I thinking? Najee Harris, who had a big fumble last week. I think because it's a division game and because the Steelers got spanked around last week in Philadelphia, the Steelers come into this one with their head squared on a little tighter. And I don't think they win, but I think they cover the 6.5. So I'll take Pittsburgh plus the 6.5 with Baltimore winning outright for game two. Game three, I just mentioned the Bears having no spine. Why am I picking them plus 7 at Soldier Field against the Detroit Lions? Yes. Well, it's probably because the Lions are missing half their defense and missing David Montgomery, and because the game's outside. And it's not supposed to be brutal like it was last year when Detroit visited Chicago. Right around 30 degrees is the forecast. But you just never know how the wind and some precipitation off the lake might affect that pretty boy offensive attack of the Detroit Lions. Give me the spineless, gutless, cowardly Chicago Bears, where the coaching change has made no difference at all. But Caleb Williams plays about a half of a good game every week. Give me that just enough to keep me tight. Detroit wins, Chicago covers, plus the 7. For game 3 of our dueling Super Sunday six-pack. Not Super Sunday. Sunday Super six-pack. That's what he wanted to say. Game number 4. In the freezing cold, you want to talk about wind? You want to talk about bad weather? Expected to be about 16 degrees on Sunday in Orchard Park, New York. The New England Patriots roll into town. This ain't your daddy's Patriots. No, no, no. Antonio Gibson is still there. No KJ Osborne. He's with us. Drake May is doing a pretty decent job. Ramondre Stevenson, when he's not fumbling, is pretty good. The Patriots lost Christian Barmore again. That sucks. The Bills are huge favorites in this game, and they've scored 40, what, an average of 45 points in their last 2 weeks. And certainly you would think they're going to be able to have some prowess and some success, but give me New England plus 14 in this one. I just can't resist. 14. I'll take my chances. Game number 5. Give me the Bucks. Go, Bucks, go. On Sunday Night Football in Dallas. Remember how atrocious Dallas has been at home? Yeah, I know they won their last one. Fine, whatever. They almost lost that. They should have lost that. Give me Baker. Baker, the touchdown maker. Mike Evans back in Texas. Against a Cowboy defense that's all sorts of banged up. No DeMarvion Overshown. No Trevion Diggs. The Bucks on Sunday night. Road favorites, minus 4 over the Cowboys. And game 6. We've said it all week. The Commanders will play the Eagles tight. They will play them close. They will cover the 3.5. Will they win outright? That's the part I don't feel great about. I say they lose in a tight one by 3, cover the 3.5, but lose outright. Give me the Commanders plus the 3.5, but to be fair, the Eagles with a walk-off or tight win, let's call it 24-21 Eagles. So, Chiefs minus 3.5 over the Texans tomorrow. Steelers plus 6.5 over Baltimore. Bears plus the 7 over the Lions. Patriots plus the 14 over the Bills in Buffalo. Bucks minus the 4 on Sunday night against the Cowboys. Commanders plus 3.5 over the Eagles. Real quickly, ranking our top 6 teams, because we've got to do that. Kansas City back to the number 1 spot. That's right. By virtue of Detroit losing and all of Detroit's injuries. Sorry, can't do it. Kansas City had bumped down to number 2. They're back to number 1. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Buffalo, off of their 2 impressive road victories at the Rams, at Detroit, moves up to number 2. They were number 4 last week. The Philadelphia Eagles come to Northwest Stadium. They are number 3. Detroit, with all of their injuries and then some, at number 4, off of their loss to Buffalo. Minnesota. They pulled away for a win last week. The Vikings are number 5. And then, number 6. I thought about the Commanders at 9-5, but too many inconsistencies down the stretch here. Jordan Love's starting to play better. The Packers run the ball like nobody's business, and their defense has been feisty. And they won Sunday night in Seattle. Give me the Packers to round out the top six NFL on our Super Six-Pack for another NFL Sunday. Kansas City, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Detroit, the Vikings, and then the Packers. And all of our picks, I'll put it up on Twitter and X, at WrestleMania 621. Again, 37, 40, and 2 on the year.